Chapter 4. The Inquest. The inquest on Alex Pritchard was held on the following day. Dr. Thomas gave evidence about the finding of the body.
Now, as to the cause of death, Dr. Thomas, there were no signs of violence that might have been made by another person?
Asked the coroner.
I can only say that the injuries are fully explained by the body hitting the rocks 12 yards below.
Is suicide a possibility?
Questioned the coroner.
That is perfectly possible, said the doctor, but whether the dead man walked over the edge or threw himself over, I cannot say.
Bobby was called next. He explained that he had been playing golf with the doctor and had thought he had heard a cry. The coroner asked,
A cry for help?
Oh, no, sort of surprised, said Bobby. The sort of noise someone might make if a golf ball hit him unexpectedly.
Or if, in the mist, he took a step over the edge when he thought he was on a path?
Yes.
Mrs. Leo Kamen was called next. Bobby gave a gasp of disappointment. The photo from the dead man's pocket must have been taken some years ago, but even then it was hard to believe that the wide-eyed beauty in the photograph could have become this heavily made-up woman with dyed hair. Time, thought Bobby, was a very frightening thing. Meanwhile, Amelia Kamen of 17 St. Leonard's Gardens, Paddington, London, was giving evidence. The dead man was her only brother, Alexander Pritchard, and she had last seen him the day before the tragedy.
Did he seem in a happy and normal state of mind?
Oh, yes. Alex was always cheerful. He was looking forward to his trip in very good spirits.
What was your brother's profession, Mrs. Kamen?
The lady seemed slightly embarrassed.
Well, I can't say I really know. Prospecting, that's what he called it. He was very rarely in England.
You know of no reason which would cause him to take his own life?
Oh, no. It must have been an accident.
And as she said this, she began to cry. The jury's verdict didn't take long. Death by misadventure.